Blog Talk Radio.
The number one podcast for plus size women. I'm your host, Shanice Lewis, coming to you live from Los Angeles. Today is Tuesday, November 1st, 2011. Make sure you check out the November issue of Plus Model Magazine, which is packed with hot fashions for curvy women and beautiful editorials. Make sure you not only read the issue, but help spread the word about how fabulous Plus Model Magazine is by sharing it with your friends on Twitter and Facebook, and we would appreciate it so much. Today, I'm coming to you at a special day and time because we are about to hear breaking news first on Plus Model Magazine, Plus Model Radio, sorry. And our special guest today is Jay Dunn. Jay Dunn is Chief Marketing Officer for Bare Necessities and former Vice President of Marketing for Lane Bryant. Combining his expertise in marketing, design, and branding with his passion for new and social media, e-commerce, and technology, Jay and his team have produced award-winning campaigns that have reinterpreted retail marketing for Lane Bryant, Brookstone, and the Home Depot, among others. In 2010, Jay's Cacique Lingerie ad campaign created a national media firestorm with a battle between Fox, ABC, and American Idol, generating over 6 weeks of media coverage and an estimated $43 million in earned media. The campaign has won numerous awards and was named Brand Week's top story of 2010. So Jay is here today to break some exciting news. So without further ado, let's welcome Jay Dunn back to Plus Model Radio. Hi, Jay. How are you?
Hi, Shanice. Pleasure to be with you.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show. Now, a lot of us are familiar with the great work you did with Lane Bryant, and I mentioned your award-winning campaign in your intro. Why did you leave the company when you were on top? Because it appeared from the outside that you guys were a well-oiled machine, so it was very shocking to hear that you had moved on.
Well, in a nutshell, I think, you know, the time I spent at Lane Bryant was extraordinarily productive. We had some tremendous success, the campaign you mentioned being, you know, the pinnacle of that. But a lot of hard work by a lot of good people at Lane Bryant led to that success that we had. While I was in Columbus, Ohio, which is where Lane Bryant is based, I was actually living in the East Coast. And in the Rhode Island, Massachusetts area. And so for the better part of nearly 5 years, commuting back and forth, my wife and family remained in the East Coast. Mm-hmm. It was difficult just from a personal standpoint.
How long did you go back and forth? How many years?
Oh, 4.5 years.
Okay.
We had what I heard termed on 60 Minutes one time. They called it a commuter marriage. And unfortunately, I was doing the commuting. So when the opportunity came to take a look at this opportunity with Bare Necessities, which is based in New Jersey and it's a lot closer to home, that certainly was a strong consideration. Second major consideration really was the strength of Bare Necessities. It's a company that's been around for the better part of 15 years, has really established itself in the intimates community overall, and actually had a very large business with curvy women in general, and it seemed like a terrific opportunity for me to come and take this organization that had had tremendous success as an online retailer and really try to elevate it to the level of a national brand.
And
so
now
that's
that
where we're headed.
With Bare Necessities, you have a higher position than you did at Lane Bryant, correct?
Yeah, I was head of marketing at Lane Bryant, too. So it is a title change, but really not too much beyond that has really changed. I'm still running a group of extraordinarily smart people. I certainly had that at Lane Bryant and have found it to be, just as interesting here. And I think, as you know in your career, surrounding yourself with extraordinarily talented, smart people is certainly the thing that you should do first if you're able to.
Right.
So I'm finding
that. So the bottom line is you left on good terms.
Oh yeah, we left on great terms. I many, many friends back there, and I wish them the best of luck, and I'm sure that they will continue to serve the community of curvy women quite well.
Now, as Chief Marketing Officer of Bare Necessities, what does that mean for your responsibilities with this new company? You said it was very similar with what you were doing already.
Yeah, I think the marketing aspects of apparel and intimates, doesn't change that much from company to company. The interesting part about Bare Necessities, and another reason that it was so attractive to me is, clearly we're moving into a more technologically advanced universe. The confluence and the convergence of social media, of mobility, whether that be by your mobile phone or even more so iPads and tablets in general, the ability to shop from anywhere, to be able to have a branded retail experience, whether you're sitting on a bench watching your sons and daughters on a soccer field, to sitting in an airport, to being, cuddled up in front of the fire on a cold winter night, you're able to do this really from the palm of your hand now.
Mm-hmm.
The convergence of social media, blogs, podcasts such as we're doing now, along with mobility, there's a coming transition in the definition of retail, and I think Bare Necessities was well on their way towards defining that, and hopefully with my help we'll continue to do that as we really create a new way to shop, particularly for intimates, which is and apparel, which is not always the easiest thing to do online.
And this company carries products for women of all sizes, but now with you on board, it seems it'll be making a big push in the plus-size market. Now, why is that?
Well, as I learned it at Lane Bryant, and I think had some pretty good success communicating it to the community of women, as well as they do, I certainly don't need to tell any curvy woman this, but she is the most underserved segment of the female population when it comes to retail and apparel. And it's one of the reasons that Lane Bryant has always had good success. You'll notice a lot of competition coming into this category over the last, particularly over the last 5 to 7 years. But I think what is going to separate just adding categories, which has always been one of the things that retail has done, to actually focusing on it is to really understand the needs and the desires of that particular customer. Simply sizing up your clothing is a constant point of frustration for most curvy women. And so you have to bring some knowledge to not just the consumer who happens to be curvy, but I think also the psychology and the passion that the curvy woman brings to her need and desire to have beautiful products and beautiful clothing, beautiful intimates, so that she can celebrate the woman that she is. So that emotional connection is what has helped separate Lane Bryant, but surely is going to be, at the forefront of everything we do here at Bare Necessities.
Now, Bare Necessities is the go-to place for bras. As a matter of fact, in the November issue of InStyle that came out today, it quoted saying, Bare Necessities is the Bra Podium, Porium, I guess, Bra Porium, where no chest goes underserved. So it's very exciting that Bare Necessities is getting such rave reviews. And it's the Bra Porium because there's such a wide variety of brands and sizes that you carry. It's literally something for everyone, right?
Yeah, we do actually have something for everyone. And I think, you know, the thing that we're concentrating on that is actually launching today, and it's the purpose of the news that I'll break on your show here, is a renewed commitment to the curvy woman. We've carried Plus before, but what we've done now is launched this category with renewed vigor. But we do have an extraordinary selection of national and international designer brands for the curvy woman. And I have to say, after my nearly 5 years at Lane Bryant, having done lots of customer surveys and looked at tons of industry data, my feeling is that there are many, many curvy women out there that have very little awareness, that there are some spectacular brands that they've heard of that they probably have wondered if there were products for them that we are actually carrying from some extraordinary brands.
Right, right, and they're not aware that it's in their size.
No, and that's true. I mean, when you think of what we're about to launch today, it's a new Plus category at barenecessities.com. There is a plus size category there. And on that category, what you're going to find is 81 national and international designer brands. You'll find over 1,000 styles. This is all in the section for curvy ladies. Across the site, we have bras in over 200 sizes. We have band sizes ranging from 28 to 56, cup sizes ranging from AA to N. And again, the brands are extraordinary. You know, we're talking about Bally, Barely There, Calvin Klein, Chantel, DKNY, Donna Karan. Some brands she probably knows, like a Lomi Fantasy.
Wait, so Donna Karan has bras for plus-size women, or that's clothing?
Yeah, this will be across the entire category, because what we have are bras, panties, camis, swim, shapewear, sleep hosiery, loungewear. So the brands that we carry may not all be bras, but they will be all in these particular categories.
And that was something that I wasn't familiar with when I reacquainted with the website, that in addition to bras, you carry a lot of other products for plus-size women as well.
Yeah, we actually carry some apparel that has shapewear built in that we find you know, sells quite well. A lot of sleepwear, which is extraordinarily popular right about now, is you're out on the West Coast, so you got a chance to miss the nor'easter and the snowstorm that we had here
right.
Last weekend. But I can tell you that a lot of people wanted to be bundled up in their flannel pajamas sitting in front of the fire as they were waiting for the electricity to come back on.
Right.
But,
and so you sell those products.
Yeah, we do. And, you know, hosiery, I think, is really tough. Hosiery and shapewear, we've got some tremendous products for the curvy woman. I'll tell you, Shanice, I was blown away by the depth and the breadth of the product that is available for the curvy woman. And quite honestly, not you know, for any particular reason, Bare Necessities had great success in the curvy community selling products. And you know, with my arrival, we just agreed to turn up the noise and to really get out there and market to a group of women who I, you know, have had success with in the past, and feel like these are some stories that she's going to be very excited to hear about.
So under your direction, there's going to be new photography, a new attitude, new designer brands exclusively for the curvy woman. So let's start talking about some of these new things that our community is going to be excited to hear about.
Well, if you go to the homepage in the plus section right now, you will see the headline, which is kind of the mantra. This page and this category, as it is designed today, just launched within a couple of hours ago, And
so this is hot off the press that you're
hot
telling.
Hot off the press. You got it. And it's essentially calling all curves. We are calling all curves to bare necessities. And I reached out to somebody who I think a lot of people will recognize, somebody that I've had great success with. And about 3 weeks ago, we did just a spectacular photo shoot with my friend Ashley Graham, who's the Ford model who was in my Red Bra campaign.
Yes, we absolutely love Ashley Graham because she's one of the top plus models that's actually plus size.
No, she definitely is. And I got to tell you, she, I think, is a just a spectacular role model and representative of of the beauty within plus. And, you know, even beyond that, she's just an absolutely delightful, down-to-earth, absolutely completely genuine person who I simply adore. And from the moment I got here to Bare Necessities, it was Ashley I wanted to work with first.
Right, and we absolutely adore Ashley. And like I said, we love that Ashley is on the curvier side, so we definitely always look forward to her campaign.
No, she looks good, and I got to tell you, she kind of reinforced my suspicion that a lot of curvy women may not know that some of these extraordinarily popular, you know, global brands are available to her, and the one that Ashley happened to mention was Hanky Panky, which we actually have her in a number of the shots that you'll see over the coming weeks. And she was unaware that Hanky Panky was made in her size, and just was kind of a reinforcement of what I had suspected, which is there's just some really, really good brands that everybody has heard of, and we have those products at Bare Necessities.
And when and where will we be able to see these all of these ads with Ashley, or is everything already up?
Oh, no. It'll be coming. We shot a full day and probably had Ashley in probably in excess of 30 outfits.
Mm-hmm.
And those are going to be rolling out in our advertising,
mm-hmm.
in our emails, and particularly online. You'll also be able to see a lot of it on our Facebook page. So I definitely encourage people to not only come into barenecessities.com, sign up to get email. You'll also get two discounts, one immediate, one that will be emailed to you. So that if you haven't been to barenecessities.com, you can certainly come and take us for a test drive. I assure you, you're going to like what you find, and we'll give you a discount on top of that. But also sign up at Facebook, which is facebook.com/barenecessities, to be able to keep up to date with all the things that we're doing here. I'm trying to build, and I think we're well on our way to building the same type of community I had at my last position, which is very open, very transparent, and we are active on the site. So it's not we don't manage it. It is an absolute community. You can ask us anything, tell us anything. But if you have a question, we're there. If you have a comment, we're right there with you. And quite honestly, if you take a look at the Bare Necessities Facebook page, you're going to see probably two-thirds of the marketing and e-com team from Bare Necessities dressed up in their Halloween costumes yesterday because we had a really fun party here, and we posted a ton of it and actually had a voting contest of which outfits people liked. But you'll see a lot of the folks that surround me here at this company.
Now, also, you have the 5 millionth bra campaign going on because the company recently sold its 5 millionth bra on Tuesday, October 27th, and you're celebrating with a sweepstakes.
Yeah, that's extraordinary. Isn't that not extraordinary? 5 million bras.
Yeah, that's a whole lot of bras.
Yeah, it sure is. I think one of our folks here, Dan Sakowitz, who's our vice president of marketing here, I think he's calculated that if you put them end-to-end from our New Jersey office, it would stretch from our Jersey office here to Salt Lake City, Utah.
Wow.
And so that's a lot of bras.
Yeah.
We actually do bras extraordinarily well here. We carry brands, you know, from one end of the spectrum to the other. But here's the differentiating factor about it. Is that the folks that are actually hand-selecting these products are doing so for the type of woman that we're trying to attract to Bare Necessities, which are people who want a value, who enjoy quality, who want a name brand. And we don't take everything from these companies. So they're very much hand-selected with the customers that we have in mind. So that does make it a bit of a curated line. So you're really getting the best of the best. These are the best brands in the world, but you're getting the best of that selection as well. So I think that speaks to the fact that we would sell 5 million bras in just under 15 years that we've been in existence here.
And with this sweepstakes, our listeners have a chance to win a bra. Is that correct? You have a chance to win if you submit?
Oh, no, you're going to win a lot more than that. We're actually, we have a campaign going on right now that will run through November 29th. So you've got most of the month to enter this contest. It's in celebration of us selling the 5 million bras. And you can win one of five $1,000 bra and lingerie wardrobes.
Oh, it's more than one bra. It's a whole wardrobe.
That's a $1,000 wardrobe, and we're going to give away five of them. In addition to that, though, and this is because we have all that product on there, from sleepwear to swim to bras and panties and camis and everything else I mentioned. So you can spend it any way you want. Build your own wardrobe. But to help you out, we're actually working with, and you will get a free consultation. All five winners will get a free consultation with Jenny Altman, who is a stylist, and she was with the Oprah magazine for many, many years and has been a real friend of Bare Necessities for a long time, and she will be there to be able to give you a personal consultation to help you select the $1,000 worth of bras and lingerie if you happen to be one
exciting.
Of our five winners.
That's exciting. Anybody that works with Oprah is exciting to me.
Well, she's very, very, yeah, she's very talented, and she's done a lot of good work with us here, in addition to, you know, really being known in the fashion world, and clearly, and I absolutely agree, if you could be the stylist for Oprah's magazine, you certainly have the street cred that we were looking for.
Right, that's big time. And so briefly, tell us the seven correspondents and bloggers that you have helping you with this project.
Yeah, we actually ask some correspondents and bloggers how they would spend $1,000 just to get their ideas and to help fuel some ideas of the folks who are considering or have entered the contest. And so obviously Jenny is one of those. We have Leslie Medlick, who's the star of TLC's Big Sexy Show. She's also a stylist for women of all sizes. We have Jean Luciani, who is the author of The Bra Book. She also does a lot of television as a style correspondent. We have Christina Sish, who is a CBS Early Show TV correspondent. She's also a host. We've got Treacle, who's a lingerie expert and founder of the Lingerie Attic blog. Great blog. If you haven't been there, you should go. Heather Thompson, who's another good friend of the brand here. She is the designer and founder of Yummy Tummy Shapewear. And then we have Allie Cudby, who's a shapewear expert and the author of Busted, the Fab Foundation's Guide to Bras. So a lot of these folks have worked with us, and we're big fans of theirs, and they've reciprocated by offering to be one of our seven correspondents to help our customers decide what they would do if they win one of five $1,000 bra and lingerie wardrobes.
Right. That's, you know, the prices are really affordable at Bare Necessities. So with $1,000, you can get a lot of stuff.
Yeah, we actually, you know, we actually have a lot of things in a lot of price ranges. But, yeah, I think there is a quite a bit of value to be on there. And I think in this day and age, you know, it is certainly something to look at. But we've got a great selection of bras under 30. But if you really do want to buy the top quality designer brands like Chantel, you know, certainly we have a really, really nice selection of the upper end brands as well. So I think there's something for everybody, and probably a lot more than most curvy women would expect to find from some brands that, again, I think they're going to be very surprised to see all the brands.
And also, you mentioned earlier that you're going to really try to make a presence with this company in the curvy community, as you've done in the past. And one thing you're already doing is sponsoring a show, Silver Slipper Plus Size Fashion Show, that's going to be in San Antonio, Texas, December 4th. And I'm excited. I'll be the host of that event. And so I see you're already branching out to be active as you were before.
Yeah, we have a lot of things on the back burner. And, of course, as these things move to the front burner, I'll be sure to let you know, particularly. But it happened that the woman, Mary Liz Hall, who's putting on the Silver Slipper Fashion Show, I met when we did the Las Vegas fashion show at Curvy Revolution back
right.
in February.
Right.
And she and I just happened to be standing next to each other as we're watching that fantastic fashion show that we put on there at Planet Hollywood. And we talked for a bit there, and we actually agreed to be part of the show before I even knew that Shanice Lewis would be the host.
Oh, so I was just an added bonus to it, huh?
I just made us that much happier.
Thank you. And for anybody interested in information about that show, the website is upstagebeautyevents.com. And tell us the website for Bare Necessities and the official Facebook and Twitter pages.
Yeah, it's barenecessities.com. So pretty easy. And if you type that in correctly, one C, two S's, it will get you right to us. And then facebook.com/barenecessities. And I believe it is twitter.com/barenecessities as well.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show, and thank you for breaking all of this exciting news on the show today. I look forward to seeing you do great things with Bare Necessities and a lot of more award-winning campaigns.
Well, I do appreciate it, and I've always appreciated your support. Really happy to share the news with you and your audience. And, you know, please come by. Give us a look. I think you're going to be thrilled with what you see, and we would be delighted to add you know, more and more women out of the curvy community into this great brand.
Well, awesome. And when will Ashley's ads drop? Will it be soon?
Yeah, actually across the site, she's live right now in the header, and we'll be switching out that home page relatively frequently to be able to show a lot of the selections from that. You actually, I think we gave you a few of the shots that came out of the photo shoot, and you're free mm-hmm. to post those if you like.
Okay.
The first ad will actually be the Silver Slipper Fashion Show. We have the back cover of her publication that she's doing.
Oh.
And so in addition to being a sponsor, we're also going to have a lot of product in the fashion show itself. And I should say, since you're the host of that show, which we think is going to be very good, there will also be a really nice discount on that back cover for the folks that are going to be at that show. And I'm sure that it would never go viral. And if it does, we'll deal with that should that happen.
Okay. Well, awesome. Thank you again for being on the show, and continued success with all that you do.
All right. I do appreciate it. And, again, I thank you so much for your time and your support, and I'll look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right. Enjoy the rest of your day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Shanice. Bye.
And thank you so much to J-Dub for being a fabulous guest this evening and breaking the news first on Plus Model Radio. Tune in next week, and we'll have more Plus industry professionals with stories to not only inspire you, but to keep you connected with the curvy community. If you're interested in advertising on our show or being a guest, visit the website at plusmodelradio.com. And if you haven't already, don't forget to join our fan page on Facebook at facebook.com/plusmodelradio. I've been your host this evening, Shanice Lewis. Thank you for tuning in and supporting. Until next time, keep thriving in your curves and be blessed.